She lived 62 more years, died at the age of 84, and never remarried, which was unusual in those days. I don't know why, but she'd never remarried. And I knew her just as a child, and I have her bed and dresser with a marble top dresser and half-teaster bed that came from Mississippi to Virginia, to Alabama, to Mississippi, to Texas. And I believe she taught school. Now her daughter, my grandmother, Amy Nugent, taught school when she met my grandfather, was teaching school, and she spoke Latin, French, and English. She talked to the priests in Latin and taught Latin, I believe taught French. And her grandmother came with her grandmother was a baby in arms, and her great-grandmother was Aimé Francoise, and she was a very young mother with this baby at the time of the insurrection in San Domingo, and they fled the houses, and the men took them to the American warships, and they came then to Texas, to Virginia, for relatives, and the men went back and were never heard of. The house was burned by the insurrectionists in San Domingo. As they left through the French windows in the dining room, they picked up a handful of silver, so they got away with just the silver they picked up off the sideboard and the clothes on their back. The officers gave the young mother, who was then, I think, 14 or something like that, gave their handkerchiefs, and she made clothes for the baby. And they went to Virginia, and the baby grew up, and within 4 years of each other, mother and daughter married brothers. Then the baby's daughter was my great-grandmother, who went to Alabama. And that's where the story comes in again. I may be giving you a lot of stuff that you're not interested in.
I'm very interested, yes.
And the family came from, my grandmother came from North Carolina, and my grandfather from Union District, South Carolina. And my grandmother was my grandfather's second wife. They married in 1866, January 1866. And she was 22 and he was 47. She had come to Texas when her family moved from North Carolina with everything they owned, the slaves, cattle, horses, mules, plow tools, household furnishings, everything, to Texas before the war, and for the Civil War, and my grandmother made the trip with them. It took 6 months. They camped out, and every night beds were made on top of the pine boughs and stuff like that so they could be comfortable. And